Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of working with your soma. Soma is your body. Somatic healing is basically just means body-based healing. The importance of working with your body and the states and the... And with that, I don't just mean like the nervous system states. I mean all different kind of states that your body can be in, and the importance that if you actually want to release blocks, trauma, old pain, like if you actually want to change things, you have to work with the body. Because mindset work can do a great deal of work, and I always include mindset as well, because we don't want to advance the body so far that we leave the mind behind. But we need to harmonize and connect and reconnect the body and the mind again. A lot of people are living from the mind, are living in the mind, are living in their thoughts that they're having all day, every day. And until you are able to actually fully drop into the body and make the switch of living from your body upwards, until then, it will always feel like some part of you is fighting against yourself. So let's dive deeper into that, like some examples, how to work with that and why it's so important. So some examples, let's say you want to start your business. And as soon as you start, whether it's a physical company or it's a service-based company, or if it's even a coaching type of company, as soon as you start working on your business, you might feel like you procrastinate because there are doubts coming up, because there are fears coming up. Because your partner is someone who rather wants safety and security and wants that monthly paycheck, and you can feel how it makes him feel or that person feel unsafe when you go after your dream career. So every time you start working on your business, all these blocks come up. That's a clear sign that it's not just that you need to try harder. It's not just that you need to push and force yourself more. It's not that you just have to like wake up 2 hours even earlier and stay awake 2 hours even later after work and like just push through it. No, if this keeps happening on a constant, regular basis, it's a clear sign that the block is not coming from your mind. It's not a mindset issue. It's not an issue of, oh, I just need to work harder. It's a situation that is arising because there's a hole or a block in your nervous system, because there's a block in your body, and there's like a disconnect from what you want and where your body is at right now. And we need to link these two things together again, so that your body and the subconscious fears and the inner child and the past things that might have happened or felt like they happened in your body and in your subconscious, so that they don't feel like you're leaving them behind when you go after your big dream and big goals and like and all of that. Something that often happens is that the disconnect, the block that comes up when you're starting to work on your business, but then you keep bumping against the same blocks, a big part of that is that yes, your body and your mind is trying to protect you, but just knowing that is not really changing anything, is it? That's what I see with my clients. They come to me because they have the same block, the same issue keeps coming up when they keep trying to do something in their business. And they're like, I know that it's trying to protect me, but it's really not helping anything. And the moment we make a change in their bodies and in their business and in their process and in their journey of actually going one step further in their business is when we drop into the body. It's when we quieten down the mind and really find out where the doubts, the loops of doubts, the loops of thoughts, the loops of fears, the loops of the block that keeps coming up, where that is coming from in the body. The block is in the body. It might be in your gut, especially if you're a manifesting generator. I'm working with a lot of manifesting generators right now. It's often in the gut, like in your belly. And it's often like, I'm sharing what I've experienced. For some, it might be like this dark energy that is sitting in your belly that feels like it's holding you back. And what that dark energy is going to be different for every person. But it could be, especially if you're a manifesting generator, one of the most important things for you in human design is that you do things that give you joy. Because when you do things and careers and hobbies and just general things in life that give you joy, you will be even happier. And then you're even more of a happier person, and you give more joy to the people around you. And then the people around you are more happier as well. So it's like this huge ripple effect, why it's so important that you do things that give you energy and joy. And oftentimes what I find and see is that a lot of manifesting generators are not yet really doing the career or the job that they want, and they're starting to build their side business where they like to fulfill that, to do that side business where they are doing, like they want to do what they really want to do, and they are building like their dream life. And with that dark energy, oftentimes it's just like this years and decades of not doing the thing that you've actually wanted to do, because you listened more to what other people might say, or you cared more about like the fear of what other people might say was bigger than fully trusting yourself and fully going after the things that you wanted. And so this dark energy or this block in your belly could be just all these years of neglecting yourself, of not trusting yourself. It could also be old childhood trauma, teenager trauma, young adolescent trauma. It could be this deeper feeling of unsafety, of not feeling like you're grounded and truly connected to yourself. So you keep finding yourself in the mind and in your thoughts. For someone else, it might be in your heart. There might just be such a big fear of being alone in this journey, or just such a big pain or old wound around your heart, around love, around letting people in, around being betrayed, around being like let down. The fear could all, like the block could be anywhere. It could be in your solar plexus, it could be in your back, it could be even in your hip. It could also show up as something like knee pain or lower back pain, or like always having a tennis arm or things like that. So our body is always talking to us, and as long as we ignore that, we will keep feeling like we're fighting against ourselves. And I know this is not the first time that you're hearing this, but I just had a client session today in the morning, which was literally mind-blowing. And she knows how important it is to live in her body, but that session today made such a shift that even though she's been knowing how important it is to like live from the body and make decisions from body, from heart, today was the day where it actually made click, where it made click why she had been so mean to herself and so harsh to herself in her mind. Because she was, whenever there were stress situations arising, it was actually her body telling her to slow down and connect with her body again, but she wasn't listening, and she was being mean to herself and fighting against herself in those situations. So it really comes back down to really, really, really living this body-based living. And it happens step by step, right? Like if you're someone who has spent her whole life living from your mind, it's obviously going to take some time, and that is totally okay. But step by step, every day with every decision, really checking in with your body. Where is your body at? What is your body feeling? What is the right decision? What is the right next action to take? And not just what makes logical sense, but what is making sense from the body. And if there is a pattern, a way of living that you've been catching yourself in, like same patterns you've been playing in, same blocks, same scenarios. Oh no, someone just fell from her boat, but they're all laughing, so it's okay. If you're keep finding yourself replaying the same scenarios, the same patterns, I invite you to go into the body and clear that pattern from the body, because most likely you won't be able to resolve it with a just think positive, just be in the right energy. It is deeper, and it is, you have to work on the root, and the root is in the body, the root is in the soma, and that is where we start, and that is where we do the most transformational work.
So if this is speaking to you, if you're like, I keep finding myself in the same patterns, in the same loops, in the same habits, and I finally want to change that, you can message me on Instagram at Soul Coach Nikita, and we can work together one-to-one to really create that shift so you can finally let go of that pattern and live in this more freer way, in this more loving relationship with yourself, where you are not mean to yourself, where you are not criticizing yourself every second, every minute of the day, where you are supporting yourself in the process of whether it's starting your own business or in the process of just building that dream relationship with yourself and with your life around you. You get to have it. You truly, 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 truly get to have it. And it will come when we do the work that feels uncomfortable, when we do the work that we've been avoiding, when we finally go into the body and live from there.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.